This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live broadcasting worldwide into the second hour. What did you think of Super Tuesday? What did you think of clear evidence coming in around the country of the votes weren't flipping from Rubio or Cruz all over the country, not just Texas, but all over Super Tuesday states. The reports came in. They weren't flipping from Cruz or Rubio to Trump. It was the other way around, and it was massive in Austin. Election judges talked about it to our reporters. Reporters talked about it, who talked to scores of people. I'm going to play some of those reports from Ja'Kari Jackson and, of course, Joe Biggs and others coming up. But I want to take your calls on this. Were you specifically a witness to any fraud? Did your vote get flipped from Cruz to Trump? I mean, maybe that happened to somebody out there. We haven't heard that yet. Do you get my point that he needs to get half the delegates or more to not be challenged at the convention? And they've got 365 and he's got 316 so far? You see the strategy. And they admit the strategy to try to have a broker convention. But to do that, they got to fight dirty. That's why they're staying in until the end. Roger Stone's right. They're not backing off like they did with Reagan after he swept Super Tuesday. They're going all the way to the convention. How do you counter that? What's your view on that? First-time callers or people that experienced this specifically. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And I know I tend to not go to calls sometimes, and that discourages good callers. But today I'm going to be going right to your calls. At the start of the next segment, 800-259-9231. I want to play this Huckabee clip again because it's such a big deal, but I'm going to do that after the break so that we have time to get to it, where he says that this is a peaceful overthrow of the government. That's what elections are every cycle. But the people are getting behind Trump because he's seen as not playing ball. I mean, I know a lot of people that are holding their nose on the spying and the torture and stuff they try to sound tough on. I disagree with big time. Some of his eminent domain stuff's over the line. But he'll fight the TPP and the world government taking all of our land in giant secret deals. You know, he's fighting the real fraud that's going on. The point is, he's a sovereign nationalist person, and the elite are panicking. Larry Summers has come out, top globalist, one of the top 10, and said Trump is a serious threat to American democracy when they're the people taking our country over. 800-259-9231. I mentioned this earlier, but I didn't plug it very, very long, so I'm going to say this a couple times this hour because it's so important. Your purchase of products funds everything we do here. You see us growing in the face of this depression. That's not easy to do, but the audience is exploding, so we're able to do it. Thank you for your support. Thank you for spreading the word about the broadcast. Thank you for calling affiliates and thanking them for carrying the show. Thanks for calling local stations in your area if you don't have an affiliate and tell them pick up the Alex Jones Show. No army can stop an idea whose time has come, to quote Victor Hugo. And it's true. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. And InfoWars has been proven right on the NSA, on the spy grids, on the microphones and the lampposts, on the states saying your kids belong to them, on the vaccines having cancer viruses and most cancer being viral and just everything. We know what we're talking about. Because there's the real world and real medical literature and real trade publications and real think tanks who communicate with each other about all this stuff, and then there's mainstream media. And up until now, there were these rules that you don't talk about chimeras, you don't talk about GMOs or glyphosates, or you don't talk about world government. Now, they've become so obsolete that they're kind of going, go ahead and tell everybody. Because it doesn't matter anymore. They've already dug the hole too deep. And it's too little too late, mainstream media, to come out and tell the truth. People don't trust you. They don't like you. This battle with the globalists is ours to lose if we just realize there's a church government-run psyop that the end of the world comes and we're raptured first so no one has to fight evil. It's the ultimate psyop. But here's the deal. Let's just say the rapture comes before world government and the Antichrist. Will God really say he recognizes you at the white throne judgment if you're a Christian, if you believe that like I do? If you didn't fight evil when it was right in front of you? Come on. You know that's not true in your gut, in your spirit. You know it.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. Now, revealing FEMA's plaque could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. I just created a free video presentation at 123FEMA.com that exposes the truth. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to 123FEMA.com to see the number one item to hoard and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to 123FEMA.com and discover the number one item most critical in a crisis. Go watch my video now at 123FEMA.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123FEMA.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Super Tuesday has come and gone. Now we see the next big primary on the Ides of March, March 15th. Two big issues this hour. We're taking your phone calls, but the big issues are this. Clear evidence in key states of shaving votes for Marco Rubio and for Ted Cruz. Giving Trump votes to them to keep them in the race for a broker convention and to make sure that Trump does not have half the delegates when he gets in. He only has 316. They have 365, the four other candidates together. And then there will be a vote that goes around. If Trump doesn't get 50%, if the delegates don't pledge themselves, which the Republican leadership says they're not, they will then take it away from Donald Trump. So we better get on this now. They're going to spin it as sour grapes, but we have the Koch brothers, Marco Rubio and others in the news saying we're going to go for a broker convention stratagem. And it's not a gambit. It's not desperate. It's been done before. And people are finally getting more political savvy. They're going, wait, you know, Hillary lost in New Hampshire in places but still got the delegates? Yeah. That's because the Democrats have actual superdelegates, a little bit different system. They just take them right there on the spot and then brag and say, yeah, doesn't matter what you do. Bernie's going to lose. And suddenly he started losing all over because his own people just went, well, I just want to bet on a winner. I want to feel important. I want to buy into something. Sorry, Bern, because it's so rigged with the Democrats. 100%. It's like 90% rigged with the Republicans. But there's a revolution. And what former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee talked about on Fox News last night and this morning as well is coffin nails of the system, that this is really a revolution against tyranny. This is an overthrow of the illegitimate government.
Recognize the reason that Trump is winning is because they feel like people in Washington have helped them lose and they're sick of it. They've worked hard to get them elected, and when they get there, they don't do anything different. And I'll tell you why. Three words: follow the money. The donor class runs the political environment of this country, and people are waking up to that and they are tired of it. And that's what this election is largely about. It's an overthrow of the government. And you know what we ought to be? Glad that it is a peaceful revolution with ballots rather than one with bullets. And we're having, in many ways, somewhat of a political revolution in the Republican Party and in the country.
That's right. And, of course, that was Fox and Friends this morning. He also said similar things last night. But it's what everyone's saying. Where'd you hear that first? This is an information war. We're trying to take the country back by pointing out we've been overthrown by revolutionaries, by corporate foreign interests, the donor class, who's now trying to sew stuff up. Now that they pretty much had control, they thought, they want to get rid of people being able to get money to political campaigns. They want to get rid of free speech on the internet and talk radio, because they think they've sewed it up, and they'll selectively enforce and let the Pope come and be political and let all the Democrat churches be political and let everybody else be political unless you're conservative, libertarian, Christian, or a veteran. Then they're going to persecute you and shut you up. Everything's selectively enforced, like Obamacare, the taxes, all the insiders get exemptions. And Donald Trump says you're not going to get those exemptions anymore. They passed laws to have the highest corporate income tax in the world. The very corporations lobby for that to make everyone move overseas to break the country's back. The globalists admit that's their plan. China and India and 160 other countries plus can have dirty coal plants, but we can't have clean ones, and they're shutting over 1,000 of ours down. No one can compete if our energy is two or three times what China's is. It's a plan. Trump calls it bad deals. It's not bad deals. It is a precision economic warfare takeover by the globalist class working with China, who has the biggest population, who's very hardworking. 1.3 billion Chinese, 70% of them working, and working hard. Such an oxymoron that the Chinese are communist. One of the most entrepreneurial, free market people probably in the world. Who's more entrepreneurial? Maybe the Lebanese. The stereotypes are true. How could you do this? You bring Mao in, CIA funded, he kills 85 million of them that wouldn't play ball. 84 million, excuse me. I'm going to go to your phone calls now, but this is such a big deal. And then I'm going to get to the amazing Van Jones flipping out when he's race baiting. It's incredible. And we've got more coming up. But right now, I want to go to your phone calls. Again, the big news. And I'm going to show this again for TV viewers. You can go over it for radio listeners. But the numbers are extremely clear. Trump got 316 delegates so far. And the other people have 365 combined. And so the Republicans can easily steal it from him at a broker convention. And they said that's their plan. Now, they have articles out saying, I'm a conspiracy theorist, Roger Stone's a conspiracy theorist, there's no plan to have a broker convention, even though they admit they're planning it. They don't want to debate about that. They want to stall you, saying it doesn't exist, just like there's no Obamacare fines or fees, because they were delayed 3 years. Now they're this year going into place. They went into place for businesses with more than 50 employees last year, hit us, and then now this year, individuals get to enjoy $900 to $5,000 fines. Nico Acosta, he got hit with a $900 smacker last week. you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. I never said that, he said. This is mind games. Gruber, it's a good thing the public's dumb and doesn't pay attention. That's how we triple prices. And I was brought in by the big insurance companies and banks and Obama. That's my plan. And the professors and the graduate students on C-SPAN. It turned out there was like 15 videos of this. They were just like, oh, yeah, oh, Jesus, had a lie. Oh, my gosh, you're such a great liar. So you don't build things now. You lie and screw people. And you get promoted for it. And you go on CNN and Fox and go, and Paul Ryan comes out yesterday and says he will not decry the Klan. The party of Lincoln, this is outrageous. How dare Donald Trump? I was not going to get involved, but he's gone too far. No, and he'd already done it 10 times by then. And then 4 times we know of last night. 14 times not good enough for that snot-nosed pretty boy, punk Paul Ryan, rhino piece of trash. Okay, I'm going to settle down. Excuse me. 800-259-9231. Your take on the election. Your view on all this. But, man, they sit there and lie with a straight face. With his pretty little blue twinkly eyes. How dare Donald Trump? This is how they mind game everybody. Some channels are still saying he won't decry the Klan. They just will lie. They will lie and they will lie and they will lie. But here's the good news. A lot of people don't believe your bull anymore. The horse manure you're selling and claiming it's, you know, Valentine's Day chocolate candy. It isn't. It's horse manure. Noel in Minnesota, a state they stole from Trump, no doubt. Go ahead. You're on the air, Noel.
Hey, Alex, I'm a little disappointed you're not doing more to teach us how to become delegates and take this over.
I know. Everything's my fault, brother.
Well, I'm not trying to say it's your fault, but... Yeah, it's, see, I went to the delegate last night, and it's the same church group that's there every time, and there's 8 of them. They all vote for each other, and they're the delegates, and they lock everybody else out.
All right, well, let me just stop you, because I don't mind criticism, but I've probably done the last 6 months, let's not exaggerate, 20 full segments or more on the delegate process in very state to state. On the Democrat and Republican system at the conventions, and I've probably done hundreds of sub-pieces and discussions, and we've shot 5 special reports on how to be a delegate and how to get involved. People always call me and they go, you don't talk about the Federal Reserve enough, or you don't talk about 9/11 enough, when I'm the founder of 9/11 Truth. In space and time, it's like I write a book on something, there it is, go read that book, or go watch the free video. I can't just sit here. I'm saying, they're trying to steal the delegate process, they're stealing the vote, get involved, get informed. But I can't sit here, though, and teach people how to change a tire over and over and over again for 4 hours a day. I'm teaching people how to change a tire probably once a show or every 2 shows. Do you understand that I would murder the program if all I talked about was the delegate process?
I listen 12 hours a day. You're not actually really informing us on it.
Okay. Well, you're a better man than I. And I understand. I'm a bad person. I apologize. You have the floor. Tell us how to do it.
Well, if you were to, it's not just going in and being a delegate. If there's a group of 8 and they only vote for those 8 guys, and if you're a Trump person, you only vote for other Trump people. You don't vote for anybody else because then those other delegates get your vote. And these older churchgoers, they know this, and they're the same people there every time, and they're the delegates. So they lock everybody else out because they go in a group, and they only vote for their own group.
I agree. So people that get the this year I have my little delegate card, and I'm going to go and try to become a delegate and then a super delegate. So... that's exactly what we're doing. Did you see that video we shot when we went and voted? It's about 20 minutes long, talking about the process.
No, I don't recall.
I'm disappointed in you. No. If I've got to be talking about it all the time, you've got to be watching it all. And I'm disappointed in you, Noel.
I listen and watch 12 hours a day.
Brother, I'm being sarcastic. I don't mind criticism. It's just the default Alex needs to do more. I've pretty much gone insane. I work so much, brother. I fell asleep last night, and they woke me up to go on air. I went home and fell asleep at 8 o'clock. I was so exhausted. And I got back up, and I'm not complaining. It's just it's an idea that I have to do more. Brother, you're doing a great job, too, okay? Let's be a little bit sarcastic. But look, we need to shift back to the issue here, that they're trying to steal the election from Donald Trump. Thank you, Noel. And it varies state to state, so check your laws. Go look it up online. It's there, the election rules, the state websites. I cannot spoon-feed people. I can show people how to wipe their rear end one time. I'm not going to come over to your house and wipe your rear ends. That's just not happening.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The lies of this song are satirical. You're supposed to know it's a lie. If you leave me, I won't miss you.
If you leave me, I won't miss you.
And I won't ever take you back.
I won't ever take you back.
Good old George Strait.
Girl, your memory
won't ever haunt me.
Won't ever haunt me.
You know, memories of women used to haunt me.
I don't love you.
Now the haunting is kind of fun. You know what I mean? Tell me how my pain over time turns into something different. Yeah, if you believe I don't miss you and don't want you. I got some oceanfront property. If you think the globalists care about you and your family, if you don't think they're trying to dumb you down and turn you into a mindless idiot so they can totally enslave you and then phase you out, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. And from my front porch, you can see the sea. Girl, your memory won't ever hump. Some good stuff. Too bad he's retired. We knew he wouldn't retire. He's going to do select shows in Vegas. Guess that's where you die and go to heaven when you quit touring. Good part right here.
I don't worship
the ground you walk on.
You walk on.
Never have, and that's
never
a fact.
Never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow.
I'll try to find
try
you.
Try to find you.
Because I don't love you.
I don't love you.
I'm sorry, I'm singing along to the song. This is not intentional. But I have bumper music I love.
I got some.
So then once I start getting to it, I have trouble turning it off. But there's allegories, again, and parables and parallels to everything we see today in a song like this. If you don't think Van Jones and all these people aren't Ford Foundation trained to destroy this country and that they aren't scientists creating racism to control the population, well, I got a bridge in Brooklyn I'm ready to sell you. And if you don't think the mega banks don't want to screw you and your family over, I got a bridge I'm ready to sell you as well. I want to go back to your calls. I'm going to get to a bunch of these clips coming up. And I shouldn't have gotten an argument with Noel earlier, but the whole crew was in there going, absolutely. The delegate process is different in every state, every county, every city. You got to go deal with your own little mafia individually. So the claim that I need to be walking people through the delegate process everywhere, it's impossible. You need to walk yourselves through it. But I do get the frustration. So when we're frustrated at the New World Order, let's not tear each other up. Because I'm in an aggressive mode as well. Let's talk to Daryl in the great state of Texas, formerly Texas, now under FEMA Region 6. But our governor's fighting back for sovereignty. We're almost a sovereign state again. More talk about revolution against the corrupt government, like it's coming out of the mouth of old Huckabee. We might actually get there. Because it's not a revolution. It's an overthrow of an occupying force, like the French Resistance overthrowing the Nazis. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Daryl in Tejas, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex, I was voting in Milam County yesterday, and I noticed one of the officials taking the voting machine, one of the portable voting machines, out of the area. And I asked what's going on, and they said that they had several voting machines go down and just go black in Milam County. At this point, they don't know really what happened, and that's the problem with the system is, the people that are operating these things know nothing about them. I mean, the written
Yeah, somebody else programs it, and then they've been proven to be engaged in fraud thousands of times by design. Insiders have testified from at least six different big companies. And all over the country, ballots, scantrons, or punch cards were also pre-marked for Rubio. What a surprise, the guy that the establishment wants, the Ferengi ambassador.
You know, at least when you have a written ballot, yes, you could have ballot stuffing and extra ballot, but you don't have to understand how it works. You know, you can just put your hands on them, basically, and watch them.
And you got to catch people shipping in the fake ones, and they catch them in a back warehouse filling them out, or a truck tumps over, and they're always getting caught the old way. It's much better to just have a little computer program in there, and then it all comes out in the wash. They have algorithms that shave the numbers. It's all very sophisticated now.
I wanted to get you to critique an idea I have, Alex, and that is, as far as Washington is concerned, the way I see ending this whole process of corruption is the only way to do it. Right now, what we have is an analogy where we give the teenagers the keys to the beach house in Washington, and we shake our finger at them and we tell them, don't do that again. Don't have any parties. And what I'm saying is...
They've done it so many times, just come back with your allegory, but you come back a month later and they're such criminals now and they got bad friends that have come in and taken over the beach house. Their friends are crack dealers. They tie you up and torture you to get the codes to your bank account. And then after, they shoot you in the back of the head and bury you in the sand dunes and then kill your kids. And that's basically what happened to Washington. They're sold out to foreign murderers, and they're getting ready to cap us all in the head and complete the takeover. That's actually what's going on.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go to more of your calls and a bunch of these clips and reports I've got to get to. I was talking to Daryl in Texas. Daryl, you were getting to a parable, which, of course, is biblical or historical, where you can tell a story that is an example or something contemporary to what's happening now to try to finally get people to learn from the experience of others. Because you can get knowledge through revelation, through experience, or through teaching. And unfortunately, so many people just want to get it through experience. And sometimes that can be the school of hard knocks. But you were getting into Washington's like kids you leave for the weekend with the beach house, teenagers, and then finish your story. I was saying, well, it's like teenagers that take over, become crackheads, criminals come in, you come back, you want them kicked out. The criminals tie you down and torture you for your ATM numbers and bank numbers, suck the money out, and then finally kill you and your kids and bury you in the sand dunes. That's the kind of thing that happens all the time, actually. teenagers get under the influence of older criminals and will do anything, including killing their families. So that's kind of what D.C. is, a bunch of snot-nosed, corrupt filth run by offshore crime cartels who want to sew up the country for themselves and have a bunch of soft, stupid, socialist college grads that think they're about to run a military op against what's left of the republic. The skeleton of this republic in a civil war will annihilate you. But I don't want to go that path. I want to have a peaceful restoration of the republic, an overthrow of this occupying force. And notice that narrative that I've been talking about for years, that if it ever gets out, bye-bye New World Order, because when everybody knows the world government, that New World Order is about multinational, above the law, diplomatically immune crime syndicates that run child kidnapping, snuff films, drugs, pharmaceuticals, everything evil you can imagine. Once that all comes out, because it's a fact, what do they say in Aliens? Game over, man, game over. And you need to understand that the military already knows. They already knew the narrative, but I crystallized it. And now other people have picked up on the narrative that I have analyzed, and others have. But let's just give credit where it's super dangerously due, right here.
Man, game over, man. It's game over.
And we're coming for you. And we're not stopping. We're not backing down. We're not intimidated. And when you run false flags now, you know we're watching you. And we're analyzing it second one. Daryl in Texas, go ahead and finish your point.
Yeah, you're never going to stop the teenagers from lying if you let them have the keys to the beach house and keep sending them checks. But if you make the teenagers live at home, Washington is not necessary with today's technology. I believe the Constitution requires them to meet for like a month. They could play dress up for a month if they wanted to, but the majority of their discussions and their bill passing and things like that can be done through technology. They come home. All the senators and the congressmen have their office in their home state, right in our backyard. And when they're dealing with something, we are right there in their office. They don't have five offices spread across the country. The keys to the beach house are taken from them in game.
You're absolutely right. In fact, I'm asking the crew to pull up the Swiss form of government and the map of cantons. And they've got cantons that are the states that convene only a few times a year to make federal decisions. They have the lowest crime rate in the world, the highest standard of living, and they're the only country in Europe not letting the radical jihadis in. They're letting some in. And it is amazing. And actually, we should have the Canton model integrated into our system, which is what it was designed off of. Our system was hooked up off of the old Dutch program, which they got rid of 100 years later, and off the Canton system. That's what the founders said. Integrated with Iroquois Native American systems. And that's a fact. I mean, that's in the history book. So it's Iroquois. It's about 20% Iroquois, about 40% Canton, and another 40% or so Dutch system. And I mean, they claim it's Greek and democracy. No, that was two buckets, black stones, white stones. The ruling class could vote on even killing you for your free speech. But that is not where we come from. That is not what we are. And it just shows how ignorant the public is. By the way, Max Kaiser did an incredible description of democracy on his show Monday, and I meant to air it. It's like a 10-minute, it's a 20-minute piece, but I'd like to take his point on democracy and then go to my interview with him because I was calm and people really liked it. So I want to air Max Kaiser's piece sometime this week. Okay, thank you so much, Daryl. That's a really great point. Let's talk to Rick in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Are you there?
No, I sure am, bro.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller here. Just want to thank you so much for all the information that you and your staff pump out on a daily basis. I wish the whole world was listening to you guys. Unfortunately, they're not, but we need to do whatever we can to make that happen, right?
Brother, I'm trying. I am fully committed. And I used to have so much frustration that we weren't getting enough change fast enough. I'm just so committed now, it just doesn't even matter. In fact, I'm pretty much possessed in a good way, totally overtaken, fulfilled in the fight against tyranny, because I know this is a life and death struggle. There is no compromise with a system that comes to end the human system as we know it and replace it with a monstrosity.
Right on. So I wanted to get your take on this thought. You know, there's all kinds of talk in the media about how the GOP is scared of Donald Trump. But I think the people that are really the most afraid of him is the Democrats, because if you look at what happened yesterday, the Democrats are losing people. They're coming over to vote in the GOP issues, and they had a horrible turnout on their side.
In fact, guys, I know it's in my stack, but I can't find it. Will you guys reprint me voting totals this election versus 2012? Because you're right. This is, since Reagan, this is the highest percentage of Republicans voting versus the lowest percentage of Democrats, which is what the demographers and political analysts across the board, political atheists, top professors are saying, 97% to 99% chance Trump wins, and maybe one of the biggest landslides in history, but definitely a gargantuan, colossal, mega tsunami. And so, of course, the entire establishment, from the Koch brothers to Fox News to CNN, are saying he's racist, he's evil, it's impossible, he will lose, he's unelectable, because he annihilates Hillary Clinton. But see, they have to put it in our mind that she's going to annihilate him in case they have to steal it, in case they can't beat him at the convention. They've got to get it in our minds that the corpse, the hacking corpse, the reanimated demon doll, has defeated him. Go ahead, sir. I'm glad you raised this. I meant to start the show at this point. Record numbers of people, of Democrats, coming over and voting Republican. Record number of Republicans. And, yes, Trump is a mega unifier across the board. Record numbers of blacks. Record numbers of Hispanics voting for him. And the system is pulling its hair out.
Absolutely. And like you just mentioned, It's tens of thousands of people who identify as Democrats or independents, and he is just lighting a fire under this whole thing. He's going to burn it down. The whole thing here is that the Republican Party is expanding exponentially.
Absolutely. And I mean, here's the deal. Trump is a pro-free market egomaniac. But he's our egomaniac, and I've had high-level people give me that exact quote. He really reportedly knows about the New World Order now, hates it, is upset, and he wants to be George Washington Part II. Well, I say let him. And you know what? It might get messy. But the establishment is, again, crapping their drawers. I hate to use that term, but that's what they're doing. I mean, a rose is a rose by any other name. Well, the globalists, soiling themselves is that by any other name. And look at David Knight, didn't like Trump. Now he's all in because this is real, folks. This is a revolution against the globalist. It's on. It is on. God bless you, Rick. Appreciate your call. I want to go to Adam, Bruce, Craig, Jeff, and others here. But first, speaking of the fix being in, don't feel bad if they steal the election from him or put a bullet in his head. I mean, feel bad. But no, it's a manifestation of the awakening. That's why Brzezinski said 3 years ago to the CFR, used to it was easy to spend, propaganda money to brainwash a million people. Now we can't. It's easier to kill a million. As dumbed down as some of the public is, most people now know they're being lied to. And folks are figuring things out real quick. The growth curve of understanding, the learning curve is skyrocketing. And so stuff is spectacular. I was in the shower this morning after I worked out. I had to put my head up against the wall. I just could not. It was a good feeling, but also a bad feeling of I can't believe how exciting the world is. I can't believe how incredible it is. I can't believe. Forget watching a football game or a cliffhanger movie. I mean, we are seeing open world government. They're trying to start war with the Russians. I'm getting chills. War with the communist Chinese. Foreign governments are telling us what to do. They're on the news saying fathers and families are bad. Total crazy cults are running wild. The borders are wide open. They're bringing in jihadis. But people are waking up. I mean, it's going to get crazier and wilder. I've been telling you this for years, and I said in the last few years, get ready. It's here. It's here. The animating contest of liberty. Thank God I'm alive right now. So many people selfishly say, I wish I would have lived in the olden times. It was simpler. I wish I would have. You don't know. You didn't live in that time. And sure, that's romantic, and I'm not knocking you. Man, you're alive now. Live now. This whole Wall Street system is to make you feel dead, and Madison Avenue and Hollywood, they had the lowest Oscar ratings in history. And it wasn't just the lecturing and all of it. People are sick of a bunch of painted trollops and tough guys up there walking around trying to make commoners feel bad. People want to go outside and have a barbecue or go play football or soccer or go hang out with their buddies at the bar or go climb a hill or go, you know, pick up some, you know, girls or whatever you're out doing or go to church. And again, some people are more caught in the matrix, but more than ever, people are getting out of it right now. And it's just, I mean, it's a joke. I watch the Oscars for comedy. They jumped the shark, folks. They're not invincible. And rats are leaving the sinking ship. I told you this years ago. I've probably talked, or know people that have talked to, basically all the top people in Hollywood, except for producers and owners and stuff. They're pretty mafia, and I've talked to a lot of them. And they tell me, and they tell me in my face, you've heard a lot of them here on the show, that no. Hollywood is InfoWars. Hollywood is libertarian, 1776, patriot. How many times did I tell you Hollywood is 1776 and under total tyranny and told you'll be fired if you don't do what we say? And then what did Russell, well, so many of them have come out. What did Kurt Russell come out and say? He said, I'm just libertarian, but I'm 1776. I'm founding fathers. I'm Americana. I've rediscovered it. Then you know that everything makes sense. And that's it. It's what they discovered in the Renaissance. We're just rediscovering it, and it's game over for the globalists if we just do that. But let me tell you, they get called in by people like Sumner Redstone, who's finally gotten senile, is drifting off into oblivion. Tough guy, but evil. Viacom owner. And they tell him. And I've been in meetings with the top Hollywood people's lawyers. On productions, I don't even try it anymore. People just want me to do this. These were real meetings. I mean, out there with, you know, butlers bringing you food, you know, by a big pool with you know, 50 yards away, women suntanning. I mean, right out of a movie. And I've been there with known big Hollywood names and top producers. And they will literally, when you're walking out to the car, they will just turn right to you and death threat you. And it's worse than The Godfather. I mean, it's just like that. It'll be an 80-year-old guy smoking cigarettes with a bodyguard, and they'll sit there and look right at you and say, we had our meeting, you stay out of it, and you don't produce it with him, or bad things are going to happen. And I'm like, all right, well, drive safe, be careful. Got so scared. Are you threatening me? Because they couldn't believe I wasn't scared. And they got scared. Because these people are cowards, folks. Imagine you live in a world that's fake. Who are your heroes? Patriots. Imagine you live in a world that's totally plastic. Who are your enemies? If you're evil, the Patriots. We are the future. We are the leaders. We are 1776. We are those that were given the mantle and the birthright by George frickin' Washington and Thomas Jefferson. They've taught you to not know who they are or hate them. They were renowned around the world. George Washington, for weeks, had dysentery and lost about a third of his weight and climbed around in freezing ice with his men, where they would go on marches at night and they'd lose 10, 15 people just in one battalion, freezing to death. To at dawn, battle the Germans 3-1 at places like Trenton. In 30 below temperatures, in 20 plus mile marches, in the dark, with men dying all around him, and George Washington with diarrhea running out of his pants on top of that horse, marching to kick ass, marching not to give up, taking action. That's who we come from, and we let all these hunchback scum rule us. I will never submit to you. And the human spirit is rising. You will not turn us into animals. You will not poison us anymore. You will not kill us. Our spirit transcends all you've done to us. I'm going to skip this break because it's so important. I'm going to get these reports. I said I was going to play them. And then he went to Trenton. And the Hessians wrote this in their annals. They attack at dawn the sentries. The Hessians all run out, thousands of them, and start at 200 yards shooting at George Washington, thousands of them. And bullets were going through his hats, through his clothes, and they swore they were shooting him, and nothing happened. And it happened over and over again. Over and over again. And George Washington wrote, he didn't brag about all that stuff, he wrote, the whole time they were marching through all that snow and that ice and crossing those rivers, he was praying to God just to have the strength to get there and defeat that enemy. And you know he had the energy once he got there. Now that's where we come from. That's who we are. We're going to sit here and let a bunch of trash tell us what to do and how to think? No. To quote V for Vendetta, ideas are bulletproof. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. Let's go to Joe Biggs' report, then Jakari's report on election fraud so we can detail this. Here it is.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now, earlier today, listeners of the KLBJ radio show called in with concerns about the voting process that is happening on Super Tuesday. Now, multiple listeners called in saying that they had voted for Donald Trump, and yet Marco Rubio was showing up. This is the morning radio show host. What's your name, sir?
Todd Jeffries.
Now, Todd Jeffries, what happened this morning when you were doing your show?
Yeah, it was pretty surprising. Probably about a dozen phone calls in a very short period of time. They just like you outlined, they wanted to vote for Donald Trump, but they, in the end, when they went back to check, it showed that they voted for Marco Rubio. And some people actually called in saying that, well, it was a glitch. Well, it was operator error, a mistake, that sort of thing. Easily correctable if you just check your ballot before you leave the voting booth. But the bottom line is it's not accurate. It's whether it's a mistake because of equipment or operator error, the voter made a mistake. The bottom line is it wasn't accurate. I mean, it feels like, you know, we can pick an American Idol more accurately than we can a president. And if people can't trust the system and can't trust the process, whether it was operator error or technical mistakes, it's wrong. And when people can't trust their election process, then what the heck are we doing? You know, it's just not—it's not fair. It's not right. It's not accurate, and it feels, you know, a lot of speculation and frustration and just a basic lack of trust in the system itself.
It was pretty interesting. I was listening to some of your audio clips this morning, and I remember a caller calling in saying that last week his grandmother came in and voted. Tell me about that.
Yeah, he called in. His grandmother had a problem voting last week, an older lady, and had some trouble with the equipment in the voting booth, this new digital and high-tech way that we're voting nowadays. And I bet that happens a lot all across the country. You know, the older folks, they're just not used to the equipment and the technology, and they don't know they should check it before they leave. And it's very possible that we've had, you know, hundreds of thousands of people across this country in this election and in previous elections where what they thought they were voting on just didn't come out in the end. It just wasn't accurate for them. And therefore, their vote didn't count. It counted for somebody else or something else. And this is true not just in, you know, political races, but bond package races, you know, various things we vote on at the polls.
Well, there you have it. At the end of the day, whoever you're voting for, check the ballot. Make sure you're getting what it is you're voting for. And if not, bring it to the attention of the people working there. Whether this is a scam, this is a computer glitch, or this is personal error, make sure that you get the person you want so we don't have the wrong person in charge of our country. This has been Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com.
That's right. And some purists say, oh, don't vote. It's all a fraud. We vote to show where the frauds are, to keep them honest, and to ferret out what's happening. And that process is ongoing. You can't just give up. I'm going to play the Jakari Jackson piece in the next, and it's even more revealing. So that is coming up. And then John McAfee, who's running for president, is going to be joining us. I got some really bad news. You knew it was going to be happening. I'm going to try to get Roger Stone to pop on today to talk about this. This just broke CNN. Mitt Romney to speak on state of the 2016 presidential race tomorrow. And the word is, he's looking at throwing his hat into the ring, or he'll create a hysteria about, is he going to rhyme? And that's the equivalent of an internal third-party rhyme, to bring him in to make sure that the delegates are all broken up, where he gets 300, 400, 500. Trump only gets 300, 400, 500. The others get a couple hundred apiece, and then they can steal it from him. Or make Trump put Romney in as the VP, and then Trump gets shot like Reagan. Mitt Romney will speak Thursday on the state of the 2016 presidential race. He said in a press release, the 2012 Republican nominee will speak at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 12:30 tomorrow. We'll be covering it live at the University of Utah's Hinckley Institute of Political Forum. The same day, the remaining GOP presidential candidates are scheduled to debate in Detroit. Romney's remarks come at a time of deep soul-searching for the Republican establishment as they consider ways to take on frontrunner Donald Trump, who dominated Super Tuesday. Oh, and they go on because of the Klan stuff where he keeps repudiating and they keep saying he didn't. And again, they knew he'd repudiated more than 10 times by the time Paul Ryan came out all angry at Trump and said, you better repudiate, hoaxing with CNN and Fox and MSNBC. These people are the trash of the earth, and the Republicans that support them are the types that just want to feel like they're with a winner and part of the establishment and want their neighbors to think they're cool. You people are worse than Benedict Arnold, worse than the Tories at the founding of this country. You make me truly want to vomit. Every foreign globalist government, every world globalist leader like Larry Summers and all of them are against Trump because he's a nationalist and he's against unfair foreign trade deals. They go, oh, we don't want an isolationist. We don't want a protectionist. That's not what it is when China has internal tariffs on our goods and we don't. We don't have container ships going to China, literally. They come here by the thousands every month. Europe has had whole weeks now where they don't send anything here or us to them. Manufacturing is in cardiac arrest. We're falling apart. Can't we have anything? I'll tell you what I do. We get almost all of our herbs right here in North America. Some of it comes from Russia and other areas. But at least we got jobs, and we manufacture here, and we produce here, and we package here, and we got jobs here. And I'm running specials on super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet, and InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off. It already has an incredibly low price. Now's the time to stock up. Anthroplex. Male and female enhancement is back in, works in synergy with super male and super female vitality. Read the reviews, it'll blow you away. Blocks the estrogen mimickers, does so much more, and it supports the broadcast. We've already sold out of a bunch of items because of the big sale we had to stop. But Oxy Powder is selling out, Secret 12 is selling out. That's super high quality vitamin B12. Lung Cleanse is selling out, Oil Oregano is selling out, Oxy Powder is selling out, Ancient Defense is selling out. They'll be sold out within days or some of them by next week. That's why I had to pull the sale, obviously, because we got to have something left. Joint formula, all of it, InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139. But do yourself a favor and try the Liver Shield and with the Oxy Powder together with a six-day liver and gallbladder cleanse. Do yourself a favor. Try. Super male sold out, so is female. But try try something like the Anthroplex. It's amazing. I mean, it blows away leading enhancement for working out, libido, energy. Similar formulas that we know are old, dry herbs, not as good as ours, are $60 to $100. And for some reason, that's one form of marketing where people put something with a higher price, and then people buy it because it's the highest price. We're not following that metric. I will not karmically do that. I don't believe in all that, but the point is, I really reap what you sow. So AutoShip, InfoWarsLife.com. By the way, you can get the stuff that's sold out. That's the most important point I forgot to make. We hold back enough so nothing will ever be sold out if you sign up for AutoShip. So we hold back extra, and you get 10% off on Oxy Powder, Secret 12, Lung Cleanse, Oil Oregano, Oxy Power, Ancient Defense, Super Female, Super Male. It's all still in stock if you're an AutoShip customer. We'll be back with the third hour. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
You want to go to InfoWars.com/show. You want to watch it right now.